Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. Good afternoon. My name is Todd Kennedy, and I am pleased to welcome to our studio David Pastorius and Local 518. Now, David is a quite familiar face on the local music scene. David is also the nephew of another very famous bass player, Jaco Pastorius. We'll talk more about that later. Let's hear a song from David Pastorius and Local 518. That's Local 518 featuring David Pastorius on bass. Welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Hey. Thanks. It's good to
be here.
So, David, could you introduce the band today?
I'm Al Brodeur on guitar.
Hello.
And Alex Petrosky on drums. And myself, David, on bass.
Now, David, you've been working on a new album, Radio Gold, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's coming out soon?
March 15th.
And you recorded locally here at Studio 101?
Yep, Studio 101.
What was that experience like?
Brendan, well, we've all recorded at Studio 101. Local 518 has two albums out already, and they've both been done at Studio 101.
Those will be considered like your first solo project,
or your own name? Yeah, my first official project. As far as working with Brendan, it's great. I mean, Brendan's been where I've always gone to record. I mean, and we all have history with Brendan, so we just know. Like I said before, he has a way of telling you a take sucked and making it sound like a compliment.
That's a good thing. So,
that's what I like about him.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah. You've been working on this album for a long time, right?
This album, I'd say maybe about 7 or 8 months, guesstimate, yeah.
Did you have an idea of sort of what you wanted the album to sound like when you went into the studio?
just not necessarily, you know what I mean? I mean, kind of, but it's like, it's definitely not planned out. It's just kind of like, you know, like Al played on a lot of it. Alex played on a lot of it, which is 518. So, but as far as like trying to go in with a plan of what to make it sound like, not really.
Now, I've heard you have played on over 50 albums as a sideman, but this is your first project.
Yeah, this is my first. That's a serious guess right there. The
should it be higher?
I don't know. I don't even pay attention. But yeah, maybe.
That's what's on his Wikipedia.
Well, I know you've played locally with a metal band, the Fleshy Headed Mutants, and rapper Tech
band.
Nine.
Yeah, the Fleshy Headed Mutants was the first band I ever played in. I was like 17, so that was a long time ago, but I still, even by today's standards, that band was awesome.
And rap, you were on a rap album, too.
Well, I played with the rap artist Tech Nine for about two and a half years, toured as his bass player for his band.
And now you're working with Pat Travers?
Yeah. Been playing with Pat about 3 years now.
Did you go out on the road with him?
Yeah. Yeah. We just got off the Monsters of Rock, which was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I love your diverse lineup, you know, from legendary rocker Pat Travers to metal to rap. Is there anything you don't do?
Yeah. There's lots I don't do. Most people think I'm a jazz bass player, but I don't really play much jazz. You know what I mean? Like when they hear local 518 and stuff like that, or typically if you got some chops on the bass, they assume you play jazz. I don't really play jazz.
Well, you've worked with the bass player from Metallica, right? Robert Trujillo?
Well, yeah. I mean, he did the Jaco documentary, and I played on a track with Tech N9ne, contributed towards the soundtrack for it. But I've known Robert for a while. Good friend of the family. Great guy.
And he was behind the Jaco Pastorius project, the documentary, right?
He funded it, you know, and he actually got the bass too, the Jaco bass that was being fought over in the courts.
All right, we'll have to talk more about Jaco Pastorius here, but we'd love to hear another song with David Pastorius and Local 518 here at WFIT.
You want to do the chase?
We'll be right back.
I think you just scorched our ceiling here. That is David Pastorius and Local 518 in our performance studio today. Wow, that was a blistering song. Nice. What do you call that song?
That's called The Chase. That's me and Al wrote that together a long time ago. It was like a jam.
I think
that
it
turned
was
into
first day that I met
actually
you.
It's funny because most of our it's funny because me and Al, like, we started jamming together like on gigs doing like Jimmy Buffett covers and stuff.
But that didn't sound like Jimmy Buffett.
Bored real quick and like would like do a lot of jams live, and then that slowly morphed into other songs, and I think maybe came out
I think
of something.
That was, we were jamming at the Intercoastal, I think.
Oh, really?
Cool? Yeah,
yeah, something like
Galley.
That. But then it's like Alex joined the band. He adds his thing to it. A lot of, you know, like it's like it's just a big. The Chase is definitely just a big.
It's, man,
it's we got, used to do 4-hour gigs with zero material, so it was just
That song's got big roots in Vero, yes. Big roots at the old haunt in Indy Atlantic, the Hustler.
Yeah.
Is that how usually you come up with songs, just by jamming and playing off each other?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say it's funny because when we were when Local 518 first started, it seemed like before we went to Japan, what were we at? Rehearsed maybe 5 times.
Yeah,
maybe. It was always, but we always played like Wednesday night at the Hustler.
Yeah,
so that was kind of like a live
paid
rehearsal.
Yeah, paid on stage rehearsals was the name of the game for a long time. But
a lot of chances being took on stage, and it would either be cool or it would be
horrible.
Truthfully,
most of our songs come out through jamming anyways in the studio. David thinks very fast, so we just kind of catch the moment.
Yeah, 15, 16 years of playing all together, at least as this trio.
That's
crazy. The chemistry really serves itself to coming up with new stuff on the spot. Sometimes we surprise ourselves, or any one of us could really sort of like take the lead or hear something.
Yeah.
We'll hear something that Al does, or Al will hear something that I'm doing, and, you know, get some syncopated rhythmic guitar stuff going on. David is he's a veritable, bottomless pit of riffs and awesome songs.
He's
pretty much
Meister,
constantly composing.
For sure.
So it's great for, you know, on the spot, spontaneous development of material, and it's always good.
Yeah.
For a guy that says he doesn't play jazz, he comes up with some pretty cool bebop.
Well, since we're on the subject of jazz, I hope you don't mind if we talk about your family a little bit. Now, your uncle was Jaco Pastorius, legendary bassist who played with Miles Davis and Joni Mitchell, Weather Report, and Pat Metheny. Did that influence your decision to play bass?
Not at all initially. I've said I had an uncle that played bass. I didn't know what a bass was, really. Like I told my friends, I didn't know if it had 4 strings or 6 strings. And then my buddy after school, Sam, in junior high, I didn't know he happened. He played bass. I didn't know. And we went to his house. He just started playing the Chili Peppers version of Higher Ground.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that sounds awesome. What instrument is that? He's like, it's a bass, dummy. That's what it is. So that was it.
And off you went, right?
No disrespect. And yeah, Jocko's definitely an influence. But at first, I'm kind of glad like I came into it differently. Like my initial like heroes were like Flea, Robert Trujillo, Steve Harris, other bands, other different kinds of music than, you know.
Now, your dad, Rory, was a local musician. He played around town for several years. Did he encourage your music career?
Not at first. Yeah. But once he probably about a half year into it, when he listened to me and he realized that I had some talent, then he was pretty, you know, he's like my biggest critic though, but he's awesome. He was like my biggest critic, but he's very, he means well.
Yeah.
He's always meant well.
And I suppose he had seen what the, you know, the dark side of the music biz can be, you know, so maybe he was, you know, trying to help you, guide you, point you in the right direction.
But he definitely knows, he definitely agreed that I should be playing music, and he thought the same thing, like, you know, have a talent for it.
Well, we're speaking with David Pastorius and Local 518 here in the studio, and David is coming out with his own record very soon called Radio Gold. Can we hear another song? We'd love to hear another
no
Local 518 song.
You guys want to do Kraken? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, let's do Kraken.
Ready? Thank you.
That's Kraken from Local 518 featuring David Pastorius on bass. Another great song here at WFIT. David, can you introduce the band one more time?
All right. On guitar, we have Al Berdor. On drums, we have Alex Petrosky. And then me on bass.
Now, if people would like more information about coming gigs and music, where could they go?
Yeah, you can go to my Facebook, just David Pastorius. You can go to @DavidPastorius on Instagram. I have a DavidPastorius.com too. So you can find out. Probably those would be the best three places.
Local 518's on Facebook.
We try to post
a lot of live streams of our performances locally here. You'll never find yourself in short supply of fresh 518.
We've been speaking with David Pastorius and the band Local 518 here at WFIT. And I just want to say thank you so much for performing today,
man.
It was a treat. Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure, Todd.